Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon or good evening, however you want to look at it. This is Monica Michelle here on Michelle Minutes, and we are doing a series right now called Her Story. So we have some ladies that are coming on some Tuesdays and Thursday nights, Tuesdays at noon and Thursdays at 6:30, both at East Coast time, and they are sharing their story, the journey that they've been through to get them to where they are now, obstacles that they've had to overcome to get there, why they choose the business that they choose or that they selected. And let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm Monica Michelle. I've worked for governments, cities or towns, as well as nonprofits, as well as in the corporate America arena. And in those different arenas, I've been able, and even with just people who want to start their own business personally, in all these different avenues, I've been able to assist them get their business to where they wanted it, whether that be lay out the roadmap, the strategic plan on how to roll out their next project, or whether it be to fine-tune what they already have going on, or figuring out a way to just get in front of media or people in general. So I've been able to assist them with marketing on different levels. The constant thread in all of them just about has always been social media, since a lot of people are now on social media. And so this is something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy and I love hearing people's stories. And a lot of times you can find comfort and you can find encouragement in listening to someone else's story. Now, today we have Maya Berry on, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly because it's M-A-I-A. She'll correct me if I'm wrong, but she started Shop Coco Girls, and so we're going to be talking to her a little bit about what her business is all about, how did she overcome, what objections or obstacles did she have to overcome in order to get the business up and moving, and we might even get a little bit into what objections or problems that she run into while the business has already been up and running. So let me see if she's online. And while I'm checking for her, let me also let you know that you can find me practically on any social media platform at Monica Michelle S. There's also a Facebook group that you can join if you have a story or if there's just something that you're working to overcome or get through and you want to partner up with some ladies to help walk yourself through this thing. So if you find me on Facebook, Monica Michelle S., you'll be able to find the Facebook group. In addition to that, I'm on LinkedIn, Periscope, and everywhere else. So connect with me. I'd love to hear back from you. And let's see if she is here. Let's see here. Maya, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome, welcome. How are you?
I'm great.
Good, 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 good. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Did I pronounce your name correctly? Do you pronounce it Maya?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay, perfect. I saw Maya spelled with a Y, but never with an I, so I thought that was cute and just wanted to make sure I was saying it the right way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So before we get started, if you'd be so kind, please tell everyone where to find you.
You can find me on all social media networks at Choco Maya. It's C-H-O-C-O-M-A-I-A. And you can find my business on all social media outlets at Shop Choco Girls.
Okay, Choco Girls. Shop Choco Girls. Please, by all means, let us know what made you go into the accessory business. Because that's what you do, right? Accessories?
Yeah, accessory shirts. Our newest collection is swimsuits and fanny packs. So basically, we're just always trying to provide the girls with what they need or the hottest trends or whatever they want. And we just try to give them a way to buy black and buy things that are relatable to them. The store is called Shop Choco Girls, with Choco being an abbreviation for chocolate. So that's how I came up with the name. And then I just always wanted to be able to help, you know, or be of the essence to the darker-skinned girls, because I'm dark-skinned myself. So I always liked the little melanin fans or the little chocolate girl or the brown girl trinkets or the T-shirts or whatever. So I thought, well, hey, why don't I start a line and I can help girls feel confident and feel better about themselves, and also give them things that they can wear and make a statement. So that's how my business came about. And then last summer, actually, I got into sunglasses because I love sunglasses. And what else? I had shirts. Basically all the things that I know I spend my money on, I was like, hey, let me provide the girls with this. But I'm gonna put a brown girl touch on it. You know, I'm gonna put some black girl magic and some sparkle on it. So yeah, that's basically what I did.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So how did you get into the business? How did you set it up? Or what made you choose accessories versus shoes or purses, or you know what I mean? Like, how did you, what journey led you to here?
I'm a big fan for accessories. I'm always buying accessories. I have a million and one of accessories of different kinds. And I also wanted to do something that wasn't like something that was going to like really just break the pocket or something. You know, I wanted to do something affordable. I didn't want to go and try to, you know, break the girls' bank and sales and stuff, you know, that was way out of their budget or they didn't afford. And me, myself, like, I'm a college student working a part-time job. So I know if I can't afford it, then they can't afford it either because we're all in college, you know, or we're all, working and, you know, paying bills. So that's why I chose accessories, something that was relatable and something that would be in the budget for the girls. And then the shirts came because of the sayings, and everybody loved the sayings that I was putting on shirts. So I was like, okay, well, let me just add some shirts to my site. And then the swimsuit line came about because everybody wanted swimsuits, and I was like, oh, my God, okay.
Right. So basically, it sounds like to me, you started with something that you love, accessories, and then you started listening to what people were asking for or what people were liking that you were doing, the shirts, and then swimsuits, and you added that. So you allowed your audience to dictate what it was that you're going to be offering and what you're going to be selling. It's funny because I just heard a video today. I think Damon, and I say his name wrong, Damon from the Shark Tank, he said 90% MIT did a research, and they said that 90% of the most profitable products are created when through customers. So customer gives complaints or feedbacks or information or suggestions, and the products that are created as a result of that, 90% of the most profitable items come from as a result of what the customer is asking for. So it sounds like you're definitely on the right path in catering to your audience, which is definitely cool.
Yes, so I'm trying.
Right. Now, you did mention that you are currently in college. So how do you juggle college? And I think you said you also had a part-time job. And then you're also doing the store. So how do you juggle all three of those things at the same time?
Time management. Like, my time management has to be on point. I got to stay in focus. Like, I got to make sure the tasks that I got to get done are done. I got to make sure they're done on the time that I need to get them done so that I can move on to the next task. You know, I just got to stay on task, stay focused, and have my time management schedule set up. And I'm really an organized person, so I like to write down everything I need to do every day and every week.
Right.
And, so I can make sure that I get everything done because I hate feeling stressed. I hate feeling rushed.
Right.
So I just like to be on top of my time management and my tasks. So that's basically how I do it.
Cool. Yeah, there's definitely a group of us that love making lists. And I am one of those. Mm-hmm. I'm the girl where I go to the, Office Depot or something, and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm so excited. Like, I get excited off of
Office Depot. Right. Office stuff like that. I'm just like, you know what? I do not need to buy this. I need to put this back. But, you know, I think I need this. I think I need this.
Right. Sharpies and stickies. I'm sure I can use this for something. Oh, let me get another folder. I'm like, you don't need it. You got five at the house. You know.
Right.
You got three on backup. Yes.
Or
another
journal.
Yes. Yes.
And pens. I got so many pens.
Yes.
Yes.
So definitely making lists helps keep everything organized and keep it where it needs to go. Might I ask, what are you majoring in?
Biology.
Oh, wow.
So my major is biology.
Biology is very intensive, no?
It is. I only have 2 weeks of school though left, so I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. It's over. It's whatever.
Now, are you graduating or are you going to be, what's the next step?
Yeah,
are you graduating or are you just out for the summer? Oh, yay.
No,
congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy for it to be over. I'm just like, man, what?
Yes. You have big plans after graduation?
I want to try getting a job in my field with biology, but to be honest, I think I'm going to try to go into full-time entrepreneurship, but I think I'm just going to keep my part-time job until I can find a full-time job. But in between, I'm just going to work on becoming better with my business and
okay,
just being a better brand with myself. Yeah, I think that's my plan.
So would you say whichever the full-time entrepreneur, if that goes off and you're getting enough money that you're desiring, you're hitting your financial goals, then you'll just kind of stick on that route and drop part-time and not, or do you really love biology and you want to go wiggle and jiggle with biology stuff?
I honestly think that if I can, like, reach my goals for being a full-time entrepreneur, I would, because I love working for myself.
Okay.
I love just being my own boss. And I also love the purpose of what I do, so it's more like, yeah, I think I'm more into this than the biology thing.
Okay, cool. I just know that it's hard to do biology. I think I remember I went to a friend's graduation, and she was in biology,
mm-hmm.
and I think she was saying that the department for biology, when she first started, let's say 90 students initially started in biology, and then by the time it was time to graduate, the night that I went to her graduation, it was like two of them. And I was like, where everybody go? And she was like, biology is hard. Apparently.
Oh,
so you didn't make it. Get it. Good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is something that not many people come by easy, from what I understand. So
biology,
that is definitely good. Yeah.
Right. And it wasn't that hard. That's what I'm like, huh?
It wasn't? Now, have you always kind of been a fan of science, or?
I actually have never been a fan of science. I hated science in school, but I've always been a fan of dissection.
Mm,
like,
yeah.
I'm really weird when it comes to dissections. Like, yeah. So that's what I feel. Maybe
yeah.
I should stay. Look. Yeah, maybe I should
stay home with
else. Nobody else wanted to do it. Like in high school when it was like an option,
because
right. you know they couldn't really force you. Nobody else wanted to do it, but I was like,
yeah.
I want to do it. I want to go.
Yeah,
let me do it.
Yeah, no, it's nasty and stinks.
Yeah, that was me.
I'm like, let's go and do it and get this thing over with, because this stuff stinks and I want to move forward. Can we move on, please? But
and
yeah.
I was just like,
so
no, stay right here. Okay, stay right here.
Like, yeah, can't believe it.
Yes.
What obstacles do you think that you have what obstacles have you overcome that you think that maybe someone else could learn from, or something that, an obstacle that you run into that you had to, that you learned something from on the back end?
I would say consistency. It's been, over a year now. I started last year in like February or March,
okay.
you can say. But I really didn't start seeing income until this year. And I always heard from some that's like, don't give up. It's hard, but it's gonna come. And then
right.
around Christmas and New Year, that's when it started coming, and it just came out of nowhere. And I was like, what?
Wow.
But yeah.
That's
consistency, staying consistent and not giving up. That's what it is, because, you know, I was thinking to myself, I was like, now what if I had to stop all them times? I was like, you know what, this ain't even worth my time. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, I would say consistency and not giving up. Yeah. Even when it
yeah,
gets
one
hard,
thing that
even when it gets
we'll find a way to just keep moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that my uncle and my dad used to always say. If you, whatever you do, if you're consistent, most people aren't consistent. So if you show up and you're consistent,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving quality work, or you know, you're giving it great effort, then you're already gonna stand out, because most people either aren't consistent, or they show up and they're not giving quality, or they're not urgent, or they're not doing, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I've heard them say over and over, and it's great in speaking with you and other ladies to hear you guys giving the same, basically the same story, that how important it is to remain consistent, even though it may get hard, or you may have ups and downs.
Right.
So that's definitely ideal. Do you have any other suggestions, feedback, advice, any information that you would like to share with anyone who may be thinking about starting a business, or, you know, maybe newer at the business side than you are, that you would like to share before we wrap up? Any final words?
I would say do it. I would say go for it. I would say, you know, go for it. Don't be scared. Even if you are scared, still go for it. And ask for help, because so many people will help you that you don't even think about it. Like, you don't think to ask them, or you don't think to say anything, but ask for help, because there are a lot of people who are out here and willing to help. I know I am. I'm willing to help anybody I can. So ask for help. Reach out. Go for it, and just stay consistent and keep working and do it. Go hard. That's all I can say. Go hard.
Yeah, that's definitely good. And I, the whole reach out part and asking for help, it's neat to know that there, especially even right now, there's so many people that are dying, like not necessarily dying, but they're falling over themselves that want to help, but I can't help if you don't, you know, what they said, a closed mouth don't get fed? Can't help if you don't say nothing.
Right.
Like, so if you say what you need, say what you need and I get it to you.
Right.
So that is definitely something that's important. So be consistent, be relentless, go for it, ask for help when you need it, reach out, and go hard. That's it right there. That's a mouthful.
Look,
that's
a
mouthful
word.
In itself. Okay. Okay, you put it down, you said it. Well, I definitely want to make sure we stay connected. So I'll, we can talk a little bit more on social media or even offline itself. But it's my desire. I want to, you know, see what happens later down the road with you. Maybe we can come back and do a follow-up story and say, okay, she graduated 2 years ago, and now this is where she at, this is what she's doing. But to be able to look at that, and however I can help, please, by all means, let me know. Reach out. Look,
yes, ma'am, I will. I will.
Go for it.
I will.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And that's it. Maya Berry, thanks for joining us today and sharing a little bit about your journey and your obstacles. And don't forget, swing by and follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere else. Shop Coco. Shop. Say it.
Choco.
Choco?
Shop Choco Girl.
Choco.
Choco,
yeah.
Shop Choco Girl.
Oh, well, forgive me. Shop Choco. Let's see, I'm going to do it again. Say it again.
Shop Choco Girls.
Shop Choco Girls. So by all means, go and check her out, and her accessories and her T-shirts and her shades and sunglasses. They are nice. Thanks so much, Maya, and I hope you have a great day and happy graduation.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening in to another episode of Michelle Minutes. That's right. We talk with everyone. And these series of her story go from everywhere from college age, young adults, young professionals, up to older adults. It doesn't matter. Everyone is in a different stage of their journey, and everyone has a story. They have something to share. They have some obstacle that they had to overcome to get to where they are now. They had to do something to get to where they are. And in return, we're sharing those stories. So stay connected with me, Monica Michelle S, and that's M-O-N-I-C-H-M-I-C-H M-O-N-I-C-A. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-S. Excuse me. I don't know what was going on right now. But you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Periscope. Join the Facebook group that we're talking a little bit more about the Her Story and helping each other overcome obstacles and walking together through this journey of business. And I hope you have a great day. I hope you enjoyed it. Give us some feedback and comments. And we are signing off. Monica Michelle with Michelle Minutes. Goodbye.